Discussions about gentrification on Cherokee Street have been going on for years as new bars, music venues, and shops have rehabilitated storefronts. But change is still happening. Many of the newer businesses want to avoid the usual story of gentrification, so they are working to keep the street's original culture intact. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold spoke with people involved with the effort, including one artist who's turned his experience in gentrification into creative signage. Signage that plays with how similar English and Spanish sometimes sound.
Global panorama.
Panorama global. Crisis invisible. Invisible crisis.
Chicago-born Alberto Aguilar unrolls paper signs and reads their red, gold, and blue lettering. They display English-Spanish cognates, or words that look similar in both languages. The signs have different meanings if read in Spanish or English, meanings specific to Cherokee.
These things all speak of the state of this street in a very loose way, but also, I think, very, very directly. They're very political, but at the same time, they're not aggressive.
That attempt to promote discussion rather than disagreement gets to the heart of Counterpublic, the show Aguilar is working with. It's hosted by the Luminary and Neighborhood Stores. After unrolling the signs, Aguilar puts them up in Cherokee grocery store El Torito. My favorite is
Patron Local,
because I just love the way the word patron sounds. And the wordplay blurs the line of who's in charge, consumer or manager.
Patron in Spanish is more like the boss or the central boss, where in English it really speaks of like giving patronage to your local shop, right?
Passersby can understand the sign without needing a degree in art history. A key part of Aguilar's creative process dictates his art must be accessible.
If your art is not talking to everyday people, it's an elite form, whether you like to believe it or not. If your art separates itself from everyday people, it's speaking to a very small group of people.
Luminary owners Bree and James McAnally agree with Aguilar. Making art for local, everyday people is important. Sitting in their space, they readily acknowledge that they are young, white artists in a working-class neighborhood with a large African-American and Latino population.
Part of this is about bringing light to what existed prior to our own involvement, but also prior to a lot of maybe young white people's presence in the neighborhood and kind of what is important about this place apart from new businesses.
So they asked businesses that have called Cherokee home for more than a decade to exhibit art from the show. They wanted the show to be for locals, not just about them.
What that means is treating everyone who lives here equally and fairly, and valuing history as well as valuing change.
Angie Lee has lived that history. She owns the salon Sweet Shears and hosts art from the show. She told the McAnallys 3 years ago that she'd like to show art in the front of her salon, and that gave birth to the idea for Counterpublic. While cutting hair, she explains that Sweet Shears may be forced out of business because of rising rents, a hallmark of gentrification. Lee says the street's changing demographics also highlights other disparities.
Other ethnic colors can walk up and down the street with a beer in their hand going bar hopping. But if a young black man with some trousers on and a sweatshirt, just because they're in a comfortable attire, the rules are different.
Lee says the show draws attention to those moments of inequality and exposes
unsettledness in a person. Or the trials and tribulations that people go through.
That discomfort, that frustration with inequality, indicates that the discussion of gentrification is still needed on Cherokee Street. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.